Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Test, Describing a Great Mentor. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about influential people in our lives. One common topic is describing a person who has been a great mentor. This article will provide you with valuable tips and sample answers to help you excel in this task. Understanding the task. Before we dive into the sample answers, let's break down what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a great mentor. Specific details about the person, how they mentored you, the impact they had on your life, your feelings and thoughts about their mentorship. Now let's explore how to approach this topic in each part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner might ask some general questions about mentorship. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you have any mentors in your life? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do. I have a few people who I consider mentors in different areas of my life, like my career and personal development. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I'm fortunate to have several mentors who have played pivotal roles in various aspects of my life. They range from professional advisors in my career to personal guides who have shaped my character and outlook on life. What qualities do you think make a good mentor? Band 6-7. Answer. I think good mentors should be experienced, patient, and willing to share their knowledge. They should also be good listeners and give helpful advice. Band 8-9. Answer. In my opinion, an exceptional mentor possesses a blend of qualities. Firstly, they should have extensive experience in their field, coupled with the ability to impart that knowledge effectively. Equally important are traits like empathy, patience, and the capacity to provide constructive feedback. A great mentor should also be adept at active listening and be able to tailor their guidance to the individual needs of their mentee. Part 2, Long Term. Here's a sample cue card for this topic. Describe a person who has been a great mentor to you. You should say who this person is, how you met them, what they taught you, and explain why you consider them a great mentor. Sample answer, band 8-9. Who this person is and how you met them. The person I'd like to talk about is Dr. Sarah Thompson, my former university professor. I first encountered her during my sophomore year when I enrolled in her advanced psychology course. From the very beginning, her passion for the subject and her engaging teaching style caught my attention. What they taught you. Dr. Thompson's mentorship extended far beyond the classroom. While she imparted extensive knowledge about psychological theories and research methods, her most valuable lessons were about critical thinking and applying academic concepts to real-world situations. She encouraged us to question assumptions and think outside the box, skills that have proven invaluable in my career. One particular project stands out in my memory. She challenged us to design a research study addressing a current social issue. Through her guidance, I learned how to formulate hypotheses, design robust methodologies, and interpret complex data. This experience ignited my passion for research and significantly influenced my career path. Why you consider them a great mentor? I consider Dr. Thompson a great mentor for several reasons. Firstly, she has an uncanny ability to recognize potential in her students and nurture their talents. She saw my aptitude for research before I did and consistently pushed me to excel. Moreover, her mentorship style is perfectly balanced between providing guidance and allowing independent growth. She would offer advice and support when needed, but also encouraged me to find my own solutions to problems, fostering my problem-solving skills and confidence. Lastly, Dr. Thompson's influence extends beyond academics. She taught me the importance of work-life balance and maintaining ethical standards in research. Her own commitment to these principles serves as a constant inspiration. In conclusion, Dr. Thompson's mentorship has been transformative, shaping not just my academic and professional trajectory, but also my personal growth and values. Her influence continues to guide me in my career and life decisions, making her truly an outstanding mentor. Follow-up questions. How has this mentor influenced your career choices? Do you think you could be a mentor to someone else now? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to mentorship. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. How do you think mentorship programs can benefit society? Band 6-7, answer. Mentorship programs can be very helpful for society. They can help young people learn important skills and get guidance for their careers. This can lead to better job opportunities and personal growth. Band 8-9, answer. Mentorship programs can have a profound impact on society in multiple ways. Firstly, they serve as a conduit for knowledge transfer between generations, ensuring that valuable skills and experiences are not lost. This is particularly crucial in rapidly evolving fields where formal education may lag behind industry developments. Moreover, these programs can foster social mobility by providing opportunities and guidance to individuals who might otherwise lack access to professional networks. This can lead to a more equitable distribution of opportunities and contribute to breaking cycles of disadvantage. From a broader perspective, mentorship programs can enhance productivity and innovation within industries. By accelerating the learning curve of younger professionals, these programs can lead to more efficient workforces and foster environments where new ideas are encouraged and developed. Lastly, mentorship can play a vital role in personal development, helping individuals build confidence, develop soft skills, and navigate complex professional landscapes. This personal growth often translates into more engaged and responsible citizens, contributing positively to society as a whole. Q. Do you think the concept of mentorship has changed with the rise of digital technology? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I think digital technology has changed mentorship a lot. Now, people can connect with mentors online from anywhere in the world. This makes mentorship more accessible to many people. Band 8-9 answer. The advent of digital technology has indeed revolutionized the concept of mentorship in several significant ways. Firstly, it has dramatically expanded the geographical reach of mentorship relationships. Through video conferencing, online forums, and social media platforms, individuals can now connect with mentors from across the globe, transcending physical boundaries that once limited such relationships. This digital shift has also democratized access to mentorship. Previously, finding a mentor often depended on one's immediate network or geographical location. Now, online platforms can match mentees with suitable mentors based on specific skills, industries, or experiences, making quality mentorship more accessible to a wider audience. Furthermore, digital technology has introduced more flexibility and efficiency into mentorship interactions. Asynchronous communication tools allow for ongoing dialogue without the need for scheduled face-to-face meetings, which can be particularly beneficial for mentees with busy schedules or those in different time zones. However, this digital transformation also presents challenges. The lack of in-person interaction may sometimes hinder the development of deep, personal connections that often characterize traditional mentorship relationships. Additionally, the abundance of online information and the ease of connecting with multiple mentors can sometimes lead to information overload or shallow engagements. In conclusion, while digital technology has undoubtedly altered the landscape of mentorship, making it more accessible and diverse, it also requires us to be more intentional about building meaningful mentor-mentee relationships in this new digital context. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Pivotal role, adjective noun, crucially important. Example. My mentor played a pivotal role in shaping my career path. Impart knowledge, im knowledge, verb phrase, to pass on information or wisdom. Example, a good mentor should be able to impart knowledge effectively. Nurture talents, to encourage and develop skills. Example, she had an exceptional ability to nurture talents in her students. Transformative experience, trans, adjective noun, an event or process that causes a major change. Example, working with my mentor was a transformative experience that altered my perspective on life. Foster growth, verb phrase, to encourage development. Example, the mentorship program aims to foster growth in young professionals. Tips from an IELTS speaking examiner. As an experienced IELTS examiner, I recommend the following strategies to excel in your speaking test. Practice regularly. Dedicate time each day to speaking English, even if it's just talking to yourself. Record yourself. This helps you identify areas for improvement in pronunciation and fluency. Expand your vocabulary. Learn new words and phrases related to common IELTS topics. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your language range. Stay informed. Read widely on current affairs to prepare for discussion topics. Be authentic. Share genuine experiences and opinions to make your answers more engaging and natural. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about perfect English, but also about communicating your ideas clearly and confidently. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our article on how to describe a person who has changed the way you think helpful. It offers additional strategies for discussing influential people in your life, which can be applied to describing a mentor as well.